the plane successfully landed in Beijing Airport. Around noon, Eurobit company spokesman Paul enters the building of the Beijing Airport, where he is met by the representatives of the Chinese company Deming and Shanley. They greet each other warmly. "Paul, before going to the hotel, we want to show you our office and set the exact time for negotiations," they suggest. "Good. I am very happy to have this opportunity. I am in Beijing for the first time," answers Paul. "The car is waiting for us near the main entrance to the airport," says Shanley. "The trip from the airport to the city center takes 40 minutes on the highway," explains Deming. "The car goes down the main street of the city." Paul sees the magnificent high-rise buildings constructed according to the latest engineering technologies. "We're heading to the central business district. There are modern architectural buildings here. China's traditional architecture can be seen in another part of the city," says Deming. "The road to the business center passes through the central part of the city. We are happy to show it to you. Now we drive through the business center of Beijing. There are a large number of shopping malls, beautiful modern buildings, and the regional headquarters of various corporations," continues Deming. "The traditional financial center is Beijing Financial Street. It is located in two areas, Fusunmen and Fuchunmen. Many banks and financial companies are located here. To your right is the building of a major bank," Shanley points out. "I know that Beijing is becoming better known as a center of innovative entrepreneurship," says Paul. "Yes, many foreign and Chinese innovative companies work here," says Deming. The car turns left and stops in front of the entrance to a huge building. "In this building, there are a business center and our company office," Shanley continues. The partners enter the high-speed elevator and go up to the 25th floor. "It has a beautiful view of the southern part of the city," says Deming, and offers Paul to approach the panoramic window. "Your city's amazing architecture is very beautiful," says Paul. "Yes, the Chinese people love and appreciate everything beautiful," Deming responds happily. They walk into the office, meet with the staff who will conduct the negotiations, and exchange business cards. "We offer to hold negotiations tomorrow at 11 o'clock. By this time, all the basic things that can influence the course of the negotiations will be solved. And now, they will take you to your hotel, where you can rest after the flight," says the Chinese company representative. The taxi stops in front of the entrance of the magnificent China World Hotel. Paul approaches the administrator. He asks whether there is a room booked for him. "This room was booked and paid for on the 7th of this month. Please confirm this information," asks Paul. "Everything is all right. You can go up to your room. The porter will carry your luggage into your room. Enjoy your rest," says the administrator and gives the keys to Paul. "Finally, I can relax," says Paul when he is alone in his room. He is pleased with the clean and comfortable room. The quality of service in the hotel is also good. After a while, Paul leaves to dine. He learns from the porter that there is a nice cafe across the street. After dinner, Paul decides to take a walk around the hotel. At 8 o'clock in the evening, he returns to the room. Paul is tired. He goes to bed early to have a good rest before an important day. Questions about the text. 1. Where did the plane land? 2. What does Paul enter? 3. Where does the car wait? 4. How long does it take to drive from the airport to the city center? 5. What does Paul see? 6. What passes through the central part of the city? 7. Where is Beijing Financial Street? 8. Where is the building of a major bank? 9. Where do the partners go? 10. Of what part of the city is there a beautiful view? 11. When do they offer to negotiate? 12. In front of what hotel does the taxi stop? 13. Where is there a good cafe?